I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Today in dog news.
I had to think long and hard on this. I don't know if you did too. I don't know if you had to as well. Listen, we love dogs on this show. I had the honor of being Kiki's dog dad for 14 and a half years. She passed away almost 2 years ago now. I miss her every day. Yesterday was Chihuahua Appreciation Day.
I saw that.
I made a little tribute post on my Instagram story. I miss her, man. I do.
I wish I got to meet her. She seems iconic.
She was so good, man. She was just the best. I love Chihuahuas. So when there's big breaking news in the dog world, we'll be the ones to bring it to you. Man, this is crazy. And I don't know how you're going to feel about this. There's just a bunch of new research out today on dog owners. I'll go through this with you. Let's start with this. 9 out of 10 dog owners feel that their dog's health is just as or even more important than their own. Which, okay, that's sweet. I mean, that's, first off, it's good to see. As someone that cares a lot about dogs, it's good to see that you're keeping up with your pet's health.
Yeah.
I mean, 90% of people, that's a lot. You're taking care of your pet. Love that. Okay. How about this? Half of pet owners are so devoted to your four-legged friend that you would clone your dog if you could. I thought about it for a second.
My friends thought about it.
I thought about it. Like, there for a while, I thought about it. And literally, and I think this is where it gets interesting, 10% of people said, I don't care how much it would cost, I would do it.
Wow.
I thought about it for a minute. I think, honestly, man, I would have paid, probably my upper limit would have been $50,000.
Wow.
I loved Kiki that much. I probably would have found a way to pay like $50,000 to have Kiki too.
I mean, that's fair. That was like your child.
I know, man.
Like, I get it. And I just wonder though, like, with people who clone their dogs, do you notice a difference in personality?
I know, it freaks me out too much.
I know,
it freaks
me
out.
The concept, I'd be like, it's Kiki, but it's not. I know. But it is, but it's not.
And for us 80s babies that grew up with Pet Sematary movie, it freaks me out too much. Like, they come back, but I'm just afraid it wouldn't be the same. And then I spent $50,000 at some weird, like, zombie dog.
And,
like, I'm not. I can't risk that kind of thing. All right. Here's the part that really, like, I need to know where you stand on this, people in relationships, because the survey goes into asking people, how far would you go and, like, what would you give up to extend your pet's life? And so, like, 43% of people said they'd give up their favorite meal. That's sweet, right?
Aww.
41% of people said they'd give up coffee. Y'all, 14%, 1 in 7 people said they would dump their partner. They would dump their partner to extend their pet's
That's
life.
Wild.
1 in 7 people said, I would literally give up my partner if I could have my pet a little bit longer.
I, like, kind of get it, though.
And I'm trying to think, man. Like, I'm trying to... Now, obviously, I'm divorced, so I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, even in, like, the peak of my marriage, if they were like, all right, choose Kiki or choose your now ex-wife,
it would have been a toss-up.
Man.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of 2 World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.